Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 34. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 15. Highs level off around 43 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Partly cloudy and dry Thursday and Friday, upper 30s Thursday, mid 30s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 29 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Kansas residents now have the option to support wildlife conservation.
Each plate costs a one-time $40 application fee and a $50 annual renewal fee, with 35 going directly to conservation programs and 15 serving as a park pass, eliminating the need for windshield stickers. The bird plate supports non-game species, the deer plate funds wildlife conservation, and the camper plate helps improve state parks. Fees are tax-deductible and standard renewal taxes still apply. I'm J.P. Bazette.
In Topeka, crews this morning were busy cleaning up trash at overflowing dumpsters at properties, officials said. The cleanup effort was part of a response by the city of Topeka in actively addressing ongoing concerns regarding overflowing dumpsters and property maintenance violations at multiple properties owned by a local landlord. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
From the farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, we wish each of you a very Merry Christmas. Today is a perfect time to reflect and appreciate the many gifts we often take for granted. The car that gets you from point A to point B, the warm home you come back to every evening, or the full refrigerator you're blessed with. Don't forget the family, friends, and pets that enrich our lives. Today, make sure you linger with the ones you love. Take stock in the bounty you enjoy on a daily basis. And while you enjoy that Christmas feast, don't forget agriculture is the largest economic driver in Kansas, valued at more than $88 billion in economic impact, with 260,000 Kansans employed in agriculture. The top five ag products grown or raised in Kansas are cattle, wheat, corn, sorghum, and soybeans. Merry Christmas from the farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen have introduced legislation that would change how Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, is calculated to help individuals with disabilities. The Eliminating the Marriage Penalty in SSI Act would exclude a spouse's income and resources when determining eligibility for SSI and disregard marital status when calculating the SSI benefit amount for an adult who has a diagnosed intellectual or developmental disability. Senator Moran said this is sensible legislation that would change how disability payments are calculated to make certain the benefits that are provided to individuals with disabilities aren't diminished because they choose to get married. The National Down Syndrome Society, the National Down Syndrome Congress, Autism Speaks, the Autism Society of America, the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, and the Muscular Dystrophy Association have endorsed this legislation. The current state food sales tax is 2%. However, tomorrow, January 1st, 2025, Kansans will no longer pay state sales tax on groceries, as it will be reduced to zero, though there will still be city and county imposed taxes. A 2022 law set out a three-year plan to reduce the state's sales tax on groceries, which was at 6.5% in 2022. In 2023, it was reduced to 4%, and in 2024 to 2%. When the bill was introduced, Kansas had one of the highest food sales taxes, only second to Mississippi, that's at 7%. City and county grocery taxes will still be added, and they range from 0% in 11 counties to a high of 2.25% in Sherman County. And most counties have between 0.01% to 2% grocery taxes, with 12 counties having a grocery tax higher than 2%. The 2022 law was passed with bipartisan support, unanimously in the Senate, and with an overwhelming majority in the House. After she heard the concerns from Kansans with inflation on food, Governor Kelly said that the tax cut will be a win for the Kansas people. A second change to Kansas law on suspended, revoked, and restricted driver's licenses is also set to go into effect with the new year. Stemming from the passage of SB 500 this year, the new law will, among other things, expand who's eligible for restricted temporary licenses to drive to places like work, school, and the doctor, while the driver pays off the fines and fees that led to their original license suspension. As of January 1st, even some with revoked licenses due to convictions for driving on a suspended license could be able to get back on the road early. It's one of a series of changes that came with the passage of SB 500, as beyond the expanded restricted license eligibility, SB 500 will also allow courts to immediately offer restricted driver's licenses instead of automatically suspending them while Kansans pay off their fines and fees after missing the initial 30-day deadline. It also limits the reinstatement fee for a license to just $100, because hundreds of thousands of Kansans have been unable to drive because they couldn't afford to pay off a traffic ticket and the late fees would just snowball. By keeping more Kansans driving legally, advocates of changes like this say it will keep more Kansans working and paying their bills, including car insurance, and more insured drivers means cheaper insurance for everyone. According to the Thomas County Sheriff's Office, on Monday, a grass fire in Thomas County was brought under control. The fire was reported northwest of McCarty Dairy near County Road CC and 31, and the fire was believed to be started from downed power lines. There were no major damage and no injuries reported. The Sheriff's Office thanked local farmers and the McCarty Dairy, fire departments, law enforcement, and the Kansas Highway Patrol for their assistance. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Happy holidays from Norton County Hospital and Clinics. The holidays can bring extra calories and stress, but staying active can help balance it all. This season, we encourage you to give yourself the gift of health. Try indoor workouts, outdoor walks, dancing, or winter sports. Small changes like taking the stairs also add up. Stay active this season for better health and less stress. Let's make this winter your healthiest yet.
On Monday, Governor Kelly, in accordance with Executive Order 2030 and the proclamation signed by President Biden, has ordered flags throughout Kansas to be flown at half staff, starting immediately until sunset on January 28, 2025, to honor the passing of President Jimmy Carter. Governor Kelly said former President Jimmy Carter was a truly moral man, and his innate humanity, his humility, his devotion to serving his community and his country, and his belief that the world could live in peace is the remarkable legacy that he leaves behind. President Carter was the 39th President of the United States and was awarded the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize for his work to find peaceful solutions to international conflicts, advance democracy and human rights, and promote economic and social development. President Carter and the Carter Center led the near eradication of the guinea worm that infected millions in the 1980s, and as a result of their work, today, new infections only total roughly a dozen worldwide. And he and his wife Rosalyn helped build, renovate, and repair more than 4,000 homes as ambassadors for Habitat for Humanity. You can start 2025 on the right foot by joining a first day hike at a Kansas State park. As these guided hikes, organized annually by park staff, encourage individuals and families to embrace the new year with outdoor exploration and a connection to nature. This year, more than 1,000 hikes will take place across the country, including 24 first-day hike events hosted by Kansas State Parks. And while the distance and rigor of the hikes will vary, each one aims to create a fun experience for all. You can savor the beauty of Kansas State Parks, natural, cultural, and historical resources, and be inspired to continue taking advantage of these local treasures throughout 2025. Linda Lanterman, the Kansas State Parks Director, said this marks their 14th year of offering first-day hikes in Kansas State Parks, and they're thrilled to continue the tradition. She said these events are a fun and healthy way to kick off the new year, beat cabin fever, and explore some of the most beautiful areas in our state. Participants can choose from a variety of guided hikes that fit their comfort level, including scenic walks along lakes, exploring trails, and options that are best for wildlife viewing. Pets are welcome, however, they must be kept on a leash. And if hiking isn't for you, Kansas State Parks invite you to explore other fun activities, from boating and fishing to horseback riding, or just enjoy a peaceful moment from a park picnic table or bench. Kansas State Park staff have recommended some items for a successful first day hike, and they include water, snacks, weather-appropriate clothing like hats, gloves, heavy coats, or raincoats, hiking shoes, binoculars, a hiking stick, and of course a camera. Limited first day hike t-shirts will be available on a first-come, first-served basis, and a vehicle permit will be required at all state park entrances. A daily vehicle permit can be purchased for $5 at each park. Locally, you can visit Prairie Dog State Park at 10 a.m. tomorrow, January 1st, for a hike along the Steve Mathis Nature Trail. For a complete list of first day hike events in Kansas on January 1st, 2025, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The Norton Police Department reminds everyone that now through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the New Year's Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement Campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in the number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired. So you should plan ahead, leave your car at home, and ride with a designated driver or take other transportation services. If you're hosting a party, make sure everyone has a sober ride home. And if you see what appears to be an impaired driver, please call 911 because you might just save a life. According to Norton's Chief of Police, Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you're going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. Line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out to make the right choice, the sober choice. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Compared to the past 4 years, 2024 seems quiet regarding a lack of a singular event causing shocks in the farm market and farm prices. That's according to USDA's chief economist. Rod Bain has the details.
What was the big earth-shaking black swan surprise in 24?
From an agricultural economic perspective, USDA chief economist Seth Myers says in his opinion for 2024,
after 4 years where there were lots of black swans, there really wasn't one this year.
Not to say there weren't notable events impacting the U.S. ag economy, though. However, with no one singular geopolitical or pandemic global event causing a market shock,
we haven't seen a shock which would leave prices higher. So what do? We've continued to grind lower most of the year. And so we're kind of looking for a bottom and looking to where we go from here.
Translating into a projected continued decline in most commodity prices, and in turn, tightening margins for producers to start 2025.
Not unexpected, though. You could see this coming to some extent, but we have certainly gotten ourselves in that position of much tighter margins across the board.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
After advancing above growth neutral in November for the first time since 2023, the overall rural Main Street Index sank below 50 reading in December. That's according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture or energy. The December index plummeted to 39.6 from November's 50.2. It was the 11th time this year that the overall reading was below growth neutral, as roughly one in four bankers reported their local economy was either in a recession or would enter a downturn in 2025. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com. Valley Vet Supply. Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We're wrapping up 2024 with some clouds and cool temperatures across our state today. High pressure is arriving from the northern Rockies. That'll keep our highs near average, mostly 30s and 40s. A little cloud cover hanging around for a while, especially in the central and eastern counties. We should get a little bit more sunshine on New Year's Day with drier air moving in. Low precipitation chances for a while, except for a few snow showers in the northeast counties on Thursday with another quick cold front moving in. Other than that, we won't see much in the way of rain or snow through next weekend. On the map, low pressure that moved across Kansas yesterday is already over the Midwestern states. High pressure is moving south with a batch of cooler air coming into the central plains. We have dry air at the surface, but we'll be getting some mid-level clouds for most of our area today. A little bit more sunshine in the western counties. The temperature profiles look about average through the end of the week, mostly 30s in the northern counties and 40s across southern Kansas through Friday. Overnight looks fair and chilly, lows in the teens west and 20s east. For New Year's Day, with high pressure taking over, we'll have more sunshine. Should be a nice day across the area. Looking ahead, no big storms coming our way for a while. We do have a quick cold front dropping in from the north on Thursday. It'll be a little bit cooler in the northern and eastern counties with a few snow showers or flurries. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-30s, mid-teens for the overnight hours. North central, mid to upper 30s and upper teens and low 20s for the overnight. Mid to upper 30s northeast, low to mid-20s for tonight. Upper 30s and low 40s this afternoon in southwestern Kansas, upper teens for the overnight lows. South central, low to mid-40s, and tonight we're in the low to mid-20s. Low to mid-40s southeast and mid-20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.